Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford and this is your Monday Moment. 15 mistakes new leaders make and how to avoid them. Someone has turned up the heat this summer. Summer is here. But before you blame the sun for that red on your face, follow these 15 cautions to prevent boss behaviors that might really make you blush and begin looking for a new job. First, assuming they get it. Double check for understanding as a new leader. Make sure they get the direction, feedback, and message you meant. Second mistake, blaming. Leaders take responsibility for the mistakes even their teams make. Blame is not the name of the game. Second mistake, forsaking trust. Trust is built, not bought from a promotion, nor demanded by a boss. Take the time to build it, and they will come. Fourth mistake, failing to give feedback. Feedback and criticism are cousins, not twins. They need the feedback to grow, but your feelings about them because of a mistake they made needs not to show. Fifth mistake, ignoring a problem. Problems ignored will fester and ferment, creating employees whose opinion from you they resent. I couldn't resist the rhyme. Address it now and show them how to do something before they forget what they did or becomes a habit. Sixth mistake, being a buddy. Much as being a friend and parent is a delicate dance, being a buddy and boss is difficult to do. Choose one as your priority over the other, and if you get both, consider it a bonus. Mistake number 7, ignoring boundaries. Leaving your door open has value at times, but also invites them in all the time and inhibits your focus. Do set boundaries for your time and determine what you'll accept and what you won't. Mistake number 8, being a bad example. Employees pay close attention to what you see and say. So pay closer attention to what you share even when you think they're not looking. And be prepared to watch them mirror you even when you're not looking. Mistake number 9, failing to delegate. No one person can do it all alone, though many a leader will try. Delegation is the ideal way of helping others develop skills they don't already have. Your role is truly to develop and thus delegate. Mistake number 10, misunderstanding motivation. Now, motivation is more than carrots and sticks. It's beyond praise programs and not achieved by do it because I said so. Understanding who you lead is the critical precursor to knowing what they need. Mistake number 11, fearing criticism. Someone once said to me, some will, some won't, so what next? Now, a leader may not be able to be this cavalier, but the confident leader doesn't sweat it when a small number of people don't get it and fail to think you're amazing. Mistake number 12, ignoring your own needs. Leaders who dismiss the law of diminishing returns and believe sleep and downtime is not a need will eventually impersonate a potato on a couch or complain about their burnout from a hospital bed. Mistake number 13, bullying. The title of boss does not give anyone permission to be a bully. Barking at, taking out your stress on, mistreating, or abusing any team members is a sure and certain career-limiting move. Mistake number 14, playing favorites. In contrast to treating someone poorly or being the bully, favoring one employee over another or treating one far more fairly than others is a liability waiting to happen. And mistake 15, defining the person before the role. When hiring a new employee, it's best to clarify what you're looking for before seeing someone in an interview. It's easier to identify the criteria of the job, so you'll know the ideal candidate right when you see them. Avoiding these mistakes that new leaders often make will help you become an even better leader, and those employees you lead to far faster succeed. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, a fabulous Monday, and of course, stay contagious.